Presley with Martin Besser.
There's some comments coming in after that. The ref got slapped and kicked around by a player, a young player. I mean, must have been very young. Is it a school team?
It's a club team.
Club team.
But even club players, I mean, you do get one or two guys who maybe are play on into their 30s, but generally club
youngsters.
Players, they are youngsters. And the 19s, you know, you stop playing at school, you find a club. So, I don't know, completely unacceptable.
Did you just call them gangsters?
No.
Youngsters.
I was like, gangsters. Oh.
Felicity.
Look, his behavior was very gangster-like. You don't go around slapping and kicking people for no reason.
Look, I have an opinion about it. It may be an unpopular opinion. But let me first hear what you have to say.
Guys, now what's the problem there? Discipline. Today's kids don't have any respect for elders.
So here comes in my opinion, maybe less popular opinion.
Yeah. Okay. Do you need your spoon?
Well, I've got it apparently already.
Oh, right.
It's already on the table, isn't it? Where do these kids see it?
Thank you.
Where do these kids? I promise you now, I've heard this so many times, where parents question a referee's decision.
Sure.
Or a parent questions the teacher's decision.
Yeah.
It happens. Mm-hmm. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
There are some parents, not all parents, that have misguided sense of entitlement when it comes to authoritative figures, especially relating to their kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's where the kids see it being normalized to question the decision by an authoritative person and even challenge it.
Yeah.
And even go as far as not accepting it because they hear their parents going, I don't care. I'm paying for this and this and this.
I pay your salary.
Anyway, that's just my opinion. This is on the rise.
Yeah.
I don't think the kids have changed. Kids will be kids. I think the way that they get disciplined and the way they hear the parents challenge refs, teachers, schools, school principals, even management.
Can I just say in this situation, this is probably the one and only time, I'm kidding, where I will agree with you wholeheartedly.
Yeah, hold the spoon. Hold it.
Hold it with me.
Yeah.
My spoon.
You may
kids
speak.
Will model the behavior that they have been exposed to. And you are completely correct. They have seen this in other adults in their life modeling this behavior.
Yeah, because you don't see it from the professionals.
No.
At all. One of my stories is about that decision, huge decision that cost Australia a test series, 1 in 12 years. You know, they get an opportunity to play the British and Irish Lions.
Yeah.
They lost the match. They lost the series. Yes, they were up in arms. But the referee's decision is final. No player walked up to the ref and had a back and forth. Doesn't happen.
Because it's life.
That's just life.
So the next time you hear a parent, one of your friends or parents, question the ref or a judge's decision about something in front of the child, maybe just tap them on the shoulder and say, you're being a bad example.
Yeah.
This could lead to kids doing the same thing. Because remember, you're the adult in the room.
Yeah.
Just a little morsel that I'm going to place out there as a non-parent, of course.
Oh, love it.
Which makes my opinion on these matters a lot more objective, you'll find. What? What's that? And valuable. Okay. and what's that? Free.
Oh, sure.
Love this.
All these wins.
Oh, the luck bestowed upon you this Tuesday.
You're with your roaring family. Breakfast with Martin Besser.
Some feedback on my opinion about the parents' influence when it comes to the kids' behavior. Seems like a sweeping statement, doesn't it? It's just a thought. Just a mere suggestion. Remember, I don't have kids. So I ask questions rather than make statements.
No, of course not.
Don't offer advice.
Don't miss the question mark at the end. Your thoughts about it.
Martin, I'm sorry. I'm a parent of a high school kid and a primary school kid, and I agree with you that children follow their parents' leads. But I've also got to tell you that I do strongly believe in raising kids that stand up for something that is wrong. And do not act like sheep.
Oh, here we
go. So I do think that's also important. We should not raise sheep.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here's the thing. And I'm going to disagree with you on that completely. There are instances in life where you are going to be a sheep.
Okay, wait. Explain that statement. That's quite a sweeping statement there.
Great. Rugby field.
Yeah.
Okay.
The ref made a decision afterwards, after the game is done.
It's done.
After the game is done, it was the wrong decision. Yeah. What happens next, Felicity?
It's done.
Do you teach your child to go and moan?
Well, no.
No.
Because the game's
right
over
way,
now.
The right way to do it is probably to escalate it to a level so that the association can deal with it better.
Mm.
Yeah.
In life, there's hierarchy.
Got you.
Not everyone's a lion.
Got you. Okay.
You see?
Yeah.
I'm not saying raise spineless kids.
Mm.
I'm saying raise kids
that respect that, the authority.
That respect the system and knows how to deal with the system.
Yeah. Got you.
You're not the system.
Got you.
You're not the system. Smacking the ref, even if the ref is wrong, is not standing up for yourself.
No. Yeah.
Well, even speaking up to the ref during the course of a match, I'm sorry, no.
Not doing it doesn't make you a sheep.
No. No.
Not doing it makes you a team player.
Because that's the rule.
So, not doing it makes you a team player. It doesn't make you a sheep. There are ways afterwards that you can log a complaint or...
Peter Visser from the Lions. Tell us.
100%.
After the match, send an email, give a call to the union, say this
Absolutely.
Referee got a couple of things wrong,
there
maybe needs training, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
But you don't go up to that referee. You don't talk to them while they're on their way to their car.
You don't.
You leave it. It's done.
Or chat... Back chat on
it
the field or smack them and kick them.
Done. It's done.
Not doing something about it doesn't make you a sheep. It makes you a good team player. You're there with the team. Get on with
the
game and tackle the problem afterwards.
Yeah.
And I feel that the way you said it there in your voice note, I'm sorry, I disagree with you. It's that sense of entitlement and the confusion about being a sheep equates to not... You know, being spineless or not standing up for yourself, there's a massive difference.
Mm.
Of course you should stand up for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Of course you should know your rights.
Yeah.
Those are very, very important things.
But there's a way to do that. There's 100%. A way to do that. I get you. Okay.
There's 100%
yeah.
a way to do it.
Yeah.
Shouting at a teacher in a school. I've seen clips where kids hit teachers.
Yes, attack teachers. Physically go and attack teachers.
Is that standing up for themselves?
No.
And if they didn't do that, does it make them a sheep and not standing up for themselves? No, there are ways of doing it, systems. And teaching your child appropriate ways of expressing yourself, appropriate ways of standing up for yourself, appropriate ways of challenging the system.
Mm.
That makes them a well-adjusted citizen who probably wants to be hired and wants to be part of the team. These kids that stood up for themselves on these rugby fields against them, where are they now? They're never playing rugby again.
No, they're not.
You want that for your child? I don't know. I disagree. Shall I put the spoon away now or be done?
No! Keep stirring. What are you talking about?
It's too big to put away.
In fact, I'm going to get you another spoon. Have a spoon in both hands.
like my mom had a big one and then a smaller one and then a baby one like that, the whole
That's
set.
Right. Yeah.
But I must say, thank you very much. Every time you send us a message and you're part of the conversation, it really is appreciated because it won't be a show without your conversation and your participation and your reaction. So keep it coming.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester, Jacaranda FM.
Your thoughts always welcome. 084-850-0942. But say yay.
All the parents that comment about you stirring, those are the parents that actually think, oh, my arme bloeikie kan niks verkeerd doen in die wereld nie. Everyone else in the world is wrong except them. It's basic. Monkey see, monkey do. So if you don't want to raise an entitled child, don't teach them how to be entitled and they can't do anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Attack your boss at work, you're going to get fired. When the kids attack coaches or refs or teachers, then it's deserved. Like, there's a reason for it. It's okay. It's rubbish, man.
First of all, they have rights. Yes, they do. And with every right becomes a responsibility. I get the general feeling that everybody is very bold enough to say, it is my right to have this and my right to have that. But they forget that the responsibility that goes with that right.
Mm.
People do not follow rules that are laid down ends up with anarchy.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think there's confusion with a lot of parents about the meaning of words and the meaning of things. Mm. Of course you have rights. You have human rights, basic rights and stuff. But also there's hierarchy. That is life. Yeah. Here's the thing. If you don't feel like being a sheep, quote unquote, you don't like rules in the system, in real life, you start your own business.
Yep.
You don't go walking around the workplace making it miserable for everyone else, moaning and challenging everything and disagreeing with everything necessary, knowing that this is not for you. Yeah. You're probably the kind of person who, and good for you, who then goes on to start your own business because that's how the system works. You can't change the company you're working for to be exactly what you want it to be. That's called your own business. Yeah. That's how it works in life.
But
so
then,
it's understanding. And there's system, there's hierarchy, there are rules. And I'm talking about extreme cases.
Yeah. But then you also need to be aware when you go out and start your own business. If you want your business to work with other businesses, you're going to have to work within the rules and the hierarchy of those other businesses as well.
Even then.
You can't enforce your rules and your wildness on other businesses either because it's your right.
And I don't know how you teach a child this. I don't have children. But to say to your child, yes, my beloved child, you are going to be the sheep. Yeah. At some points in your life.
Yeah.
And yes, my child, you have the ability to become the lion.
Yes.
Yeah. Eventually. You could be the king or queen of the jungle. But let me tell you something. There'll be a lot of part of your life where you are 100% going to be the sheeple.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's a role we all play.
Yeah.
For Stanya, at some point in your life, and you can change it. You do have the power to change it.
Yeah.
But up until then, don't become that kid that no one wants to be around, that entitled, I have the right not to eat this. When you go into your kid's parents' home, I'm not going to eat this.
My mother says I can go to sleep whenever I want.
My
all
mother
kind of
says,
stuff.
Yeah, her, you have the right to starve as well. Yeah.
Her little king doesn't eat that.
Look.
Well, again, go back to your own home and make your own sandwich. Oh, brother.
What did you guys drink this morning? It must be really good.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. Jacaranda FM.